I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee back from recess. And it's almost, it's 2:25. Sorry for the delay. It's getting towards the end of the session and we got a lot of things going on and we're trying to get the package put together so we get everything done by the May 16th deadline. But with me this afternoon is Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Elton, Senator Thomas, Senator Dyson, myself, Senator Stedman. We're going to have three bills up today. First bill is Senate Bill 72, Community Revenue Sharing. We've previously heard this bill. Then we're going to go to Senate Bill 124, Alaska Workforce Investment Board Allocation. We'll hear that bill also. And then we'll have a brief at ease while we set up for Senate Bill 53. Which is the capital budget. And with that, we're going to go to Senate Bill 72, Community Revenue Sharing. We heard this bill last week. The intent today is to move this bill. Members should have two new spreadsheets that illustrate how the money will be allocated under the current CS, and if we could have a motion to adopt version L.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt version L of Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72 Finance.
Okay, we have a motion. Hearing no objections. There's no change in the draft language. Some numeric changes concerning some population updates and a few things, I think. Like the population numbers were used in the 06 census, so we made a few minor corrections. We're trying to use the most current information. And with that, I'd like to ask Senator Hoffman to speak to the bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have my staff, Tim Grusendorf, to go over it one more time for the committee.
Mr. Grusendorf, if you could please speak to the bill and attached spreadsheets, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Tim Grusendorf, staff to Senator Hoffman. Version L of Senate Bill 72 is identical to the version, the work draft that we worked on the other day. There was a couple just technical small cleanups, capitalizations here and there in the bill that were made, but nothing substantive to the bill. On the spreadsheet, you'll notice that in the first column, we updated the population totals. On these numbers haven't been adopted yet, but they are the latest census we have for the state. So we inputted those numbers into the spreadsheet. We also backed out all the municipalities' numbers from the boroughs. So now you'll notice the borough numbers are smaller than they were because we backed those communities out. We did this because it was more of a fairness for, we have three communities that are unified boroughs, Anchorage, Juneau, and Sitka, and those populations were not double counted under the original proposal. So now all boroughs are treated equally. All the major municipalities have been backed out of the boroughs. And the spreadsheet reads exactly the same as the last one with these new updated numbers in it. So if anyone wants to go back through that again, we can.
Okay. Do we have any questions for on the bill initially from the committee members? Okay. Let's go ahead and bring up Kathy Wasserman. Mr. Grusendorf, you might want to stay there to help with some questions on this bill, possibly. Ms. Wasserman, you are a recognizable face from years ago on an assembly duty.
When I was young and you were older. Not a good way to start, is it?
Your revenue sharing's going down.
Good afternoon, dear Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name for the record is Kathy Wasserman with the Alaska Municipal League. You don't know how Twitter-pated I am to be able to sit in front of you and thank you for this wonderful bill. We appreciate all the work that Tim and Senator Hoffman have put into this bill and that all of you have put into this bill. We polled all of our members just Friday, I guess it was, to make sure that we could take a strong position on this bill, and I wish you could have heard some of the discussions we had. I was talking to the city clerk from Holy Cross, and she had me on speakerphone, and she said, what kind of money are we talking about? And I gave her the amount that was on the spreadsheet for Holy Cross, and she said, so will that be divided among all the communities? And I said, no, that would be Holy Cross. And she said, we could buy fuel. And I said, yes, you could buy fuel. So this is just wonderful, and AML is in total support of this, and we certainly hope that it continues to move on to final signature. And I'll answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Wasserman. With that, we're going to go to the off-net, or excuse me, we'll go to Kodiak LIO first. Jerome Shelby, if you can please introduce yourself and who you represent and speak to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Jerome Shelby, Mayor of the Kodiak Island Borough, and I'd like to thank you folks for some great work on this bill as well. I think you've done an outstanding job of working through a lot of issues and have come up with a good bill for the state of Alaska. There's one little glitch that we'd ask you folks to take a look at, and that's that the unincorporated
committee back to order. We have the SB 53, the capital budget, up. We heard the CS last week and took public comment on the bill. We have a new CS this afternoon. We're going to adopt the new CS and hear about the changes in the amendment. And if we could have a motion from Senator Hoffman to adopt version O.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt CS for Senate Bill 53 Finance, O version, dated 5607 by Kane, as our working document.
We have a motion to adopt version O. Hearing no objections. We have version O on the table. I'd like to ask Mr. Fred Fisher to come forward, walk through the changes of the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Fred Fisher. I'm staff to Senator Stedman, and I'm still working on the committee substitute for Senate Bill 53, the all-purpose appropriation bill. The O version was predominantly to pick up items that were inadvertently missed in the L version and to make a host of drafting error corrections and things of that nature. I'll walk the committee members through the items that are new in the bill. They start at page 4, line 5, of a new project entitled Alaska Telecommunications Incorporated Air Conditioning System Replacement. That's $50,000 in general fund. Second new item in the bill is at page 7, line 25. The Association of Alaska School Boards Consortium for Digital Learning, $1 million in general funds. Third item is at page 24, line 31. That is the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association GUI Duck Assessment, $50,000 in general funds. Fourth new item in the bill is at page 25, line 4. That's the Southeast Conference Energy Program. Sixth item is, excuse me, oh, fifth item is page 25, line 16. Deleted. Anyway, there's, or line 6, excuse me, that's Southeast Conference Timber Industry Revitalization Program. Next item is at page 53, line 30. That's City of Seward levee construction for $1 million. Seventh new item is at page 57, line 5. That's some more money for the GUI duck assessment work appropriated to the Department of Fish and Game, $100,000 in general funds. And lastly, at page 57, line 22, the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority, Alaska Gas Market System Evaluation, $5 million in general funds. As I mentioned, there are a number of drafting errors that were corrected in this, but I won't take the committee members' time with all those items. We've had some title changes by request of sponsors included in this version. We had some effective date errors that have been corrected in this version. And we have added an item of intent in DOT section 4. Hang on a second, I'll find the page and line reference for the members, if I can. Oh, I'm sorry, it's at page 80, line 21. It adds intent to the federal aid highway state match appropriation to transportation and public facilities. It reads, it is the intent of the legislature that federal aid highway state match funds may be used for advanced right-of-way acquisition for federal aid highway program eligible projects. The notion on this one, Mr. Chairman, is that the department, if they make their right-of-way acquisitions in advance of project development, that they'll be able to accomplish some savings. Those expenditures would still be used as match for those projects. So it's no change in that respect. And that's all I've got for the major changes to the O version of the bill, Mr. Chairman. I'd be happy to try to address any questions from the members.
That. Thank you, Mr. Fisher. We have some amendments, and I'll walk through those. I'm going to go ahead and move amendment number one, and I'll object. Amendment number one, object for discussion. Amendment number one is add a new section to read the Department of Health and Social Services, the unexpended and unobligated balance, estimated to be $500,000 of Pioneers Home Care and Support receipts under AS 4755030, collected during the fiscal year ending June 30th, 07, is appropriated to the Department of Health and Social Services for Pioneer Home equipment and supplies. This section needs an effective date of June 30th, 07, and should be referenced in the capital budget lapse provision. So that is to facilitate the Pioneers Home with the collection of some federal monies. And with that, I remove my objection. Is there any other objection to amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one passes. Amendment number, I'll go ahead and move amendment number two and object for discussion. Amendment number two. It deletes Anchorage School District East High School Music and Visual Art Technology Grant, $22,000 on lines, and it's a redistribution. It's a technical cleanup. Original project East High School Musical Visual Arts Technology Grant was duplicated by an office. So this is a technical cleanup, so we don't have a double count. With that, I remove my objection to amendment number two. Is there any other objections to amendment number two? Hearing none, amendment number two passes, or is adopted. I'll go ahead and move amendment number three and object for discussion. Amendment number three is a correction to a grant recipient and title The funding is intended to go to the Big Lake Library Advocates, not the Mat-Su Borough. Again, this is a language cleanup item to make sure that the amount of $5,000 goes to the recipient that was intended. I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Is there any other objection to amendment number 3? Seeing no other objections to amendment number 3, amendment number 3 is adopted. Amendment number 4, I go ahead and move amendment number 4. Object for discussion. Amendment number 4, this amendment makes the grant to the Four Dam Pool Power Agency more specifically administered by the Alaska Energy Authority. This agrees with the governor's amendment requesting that the change. It gives the state tighter control over that appropriation. Again, it's moving the language from the Four Dam Pool Power Agency to the Alaska Energy Authority. I remove my objection. Any further objection to the language cleanup? Seeing no objection, amendment number 4 is adopted. Amendment number 5. I'll go ahead and move amendment number 5 and object for discussion. And Senator Huggins, if you could please explain amendment number 5.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a reappropriation, no new money involved. It essentially takes money that was in the budget for a crewed boat launch in the Willow area in vicinity of the Willow Creek State Recreation Area, allocates it to two locations. One is for chip seal paving by Department of Transportation to go to senior housing in the area. And the other cause is a new Kinnick Elementary School that's opening up at Hollywood and Kinnick Goose Bay Road, and then it needs some access improvements in the remainder road. The money will go against that. No new money involved.
So it is a reappropriation with no new money. Okay. I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Any further objection to amendment number 5? Seeing none, amendment number 5 is adopted. I'll make a motion that we adopt amendment number 6 and object for discussion. Amendment number 6 is a grant to a named recipient, Hope Community Resources, Inc., $300,000, general funds. And I'll remove my objection. Any further objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adopt amendment number 6. I move amendment number 7 and object for discussion. Amendment number 7 is a language change needed so that the funds go to the correct recipient. Here again, we're doing some language cleanup. Original recipient, Municipality of Anchorage. The change recipient is Kincaid Project Group. And the project as a Kincaid Park Soccer and Nordic Improvements for the sum of $2 million. Again, this is a language cleanup to make sure that the proceeds go to the targeted group. And I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Is there any other objections? Hearing none, amendment number 7 is adopted. I'll go ahead and move amendment number 8. And object. Senator Olson, would you like to speak to this amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment number 8 has to do with no money change, just changing the word NPRA, which is quite a ways to the west of Kaktovik, and insert the word ANWR, and that's because that's the main access to the ANWR area. And under the new version, it's on page 46, line 20. Halfway down the page there, you remove NPRA and put in ANWR. Okay. With that, I request your support.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Any other objection to the technical cleanup? Seeing none, amendment number 8 is adopted. Amendment number 9. I'll move amendment number 9 and object. Discussion, amendment number 9. Ms. Senator Dyson, would you like to speak to amendment number 9?
Yeah, thank you. We've needed some more money to finish an economic study on the economic viability of the Eagle River community. And there wasn't enough money available to finish the next segment of a large highway lighting program that we had. So rather than just have some money sitting in that account, it can't be done anything. It's our decision to go out to fund the next phase of the study for the community and regional affairs to help us go on with our future plans. And so that's what this is about. It's revenue neutral.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 9. Any other objection to amendment number 9?
Just object for a question to the sponsor of the amendment. I wasn't here last year or previously, and I mean, could you give me a little bit of history? I seem to recall reading in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago that an initial study identified a series of costs and expenses to the Eagle River area if, in fact, this went through. Maybe before we vote on this, you could just give me a little bit of the history on what has already been found and suggested.
Yeah, thank you.
Senator Dyson.
Thank you. So I think we've had $85,000 a year ago to begin the study, and it started looking at the tax base in our community and the cost of services as now delivered. And the next phase that needs to be done is why we call it the Great Divorce. It's how all of the properties would be divvied up and whose bonds paid for what, and the cross-subsidization of all the public facilities, utilities, schools, and so on in the area. And so if there was a divestiture of the community from the Anchorage municipality, what the property settlements would be like, and who would owe what for past bond payments. It's the accountants who did the previous study said it's very like a property settlement in a divorce, and it's the kind of stuff that we need to know if, as we proceed forward, deal with the viability of a separate community.
Senator, a second and last question, Mr. Chair. And I don't want to sound combative, you know, but I understand the we need to know, but we're spending state general funds for this, and why does the rest of the state need to know?
Yeah.
And Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. And you'll see that in the general law that we have in place, and a little bit in the Constitution, it talks about borough formation and cities and so on. It talks about funds for the studies for formation and disillusionment and combining and so on of those, and the need for the state has funded those studies by and large over the years, both putting things together and help take them apart, mostly to putting together.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I'll remove my objection.
Okay, the objection's been removed. Is there any other objection to the amendment? Amendment number 9. Seeing no other objections to amendment number 9, amendment number 9 is adopted. Amendment number 10. We'll go ahead and move amendment number 10 and object for discussion. Amendment number 10 is a retitle, outfield and backstop fence and other park improvements for the Matsu Miners baseball field, which will give it a little broader scope for improvements of that title. I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Any other objection to amendment number 10? Seeing no objections to amendment number 10, amendment number 10 passes. Amendment number 11 is several pages long. I'll go ahead and move amendment number 11 and object for discussion. and ask Senator Thomas to speak to Amendment Number 11.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment Number 11 is actually five projects in the interior, and I introduced the amendments basically because I thought that they were all important infrastructure projects for the university and the school district. These projects were part of my original submittal for the capital budget to begin with, and as I calculated, I felt they were within reason, projects that were a fair and equitable distribution of capital as far as on a statewide basis. And I still believe that's the case. I still believe that is the case, and although there are a dozen ways to evaluate the capital budget, I realize, you know, depending on, you know, how you want to spread the money and how you want to look at it from what way it is impacting the various districts, I still believe that there was a lot of merit in those projects that was not carefully reviewed, and I realize you can't do everything dollar for dollar around the state and on an annual basis make everybody whole. But I was concerned that some of those did not get the consideration that they should have gotten. Fairbanks North Thoroughborough accounts for approximately 15% of the state's population and received dramatically less of percentage with the distribution. And North Thoroughborough also has experienced the second highest rate of growth of any borough in the state since 2000, I believe. And the needs of the community are large and growing. So putting these projects off for any period of time, even a year, only increases the price tag and does not serve the need. I anticipate that in the future we'll be reviewing these projects, and also expect that I should spend some time with the governor and the Department of Transportation to try and make them maybe more of a priority on a statewide basis. And with that, I would remove Amendment 11, which contains five different projects.
Senator Thomas, maybe for clarification for people at home, before you remove your amendments, could you please just walk through briefly the individual items? Just in a dollar amount and a brief title, what they are. So
the brief title, anyhow. The first one is Fairbanks North Thoroughborough Road Service Area Funding, which covers about 469 miles of service roads in the Fairbanks North Thoroughborough. It was a $4 million project. The BIOS building, which everybody I think is fairly familiar with, $12.5 million. It was simply to get the project started. Seems like any delays add considerably, and a year's wait for money rather than getting a project started has a huge impact on the overall budget. Next was the Fairbanks North Thoroughborough District Central Kitchen and Education Support Facility, the moving of the kitchen from the Eielson Air Force Base, which is 25 miles out of Fairbanks and doesn't adequately service well the schools that are serviced by the kitchen. It's $2.5 million. And then the Illinois Barnett Street North-South Connector is a project that's been on the books for many years. Money has been grandfathered in even before FMATS was in place, so that was an important project to me. It's $23 million. Realize it's a large amount of money, but it's a very necessary connector road to feed into Fairbanks, which is getting itself kind of squeezed off.
So you remove Amendment Number 11?
Yes.
Okay. Amendment Number 11 has been removed. I'm sure DOT and the governor's office will be more than willing to work with you over the next several months on some of these projects.
I hope so.
Thank you, Senator Thomas.
Thank you.
I move Amendment Number 12 and object for discussion. Amendment Number 12. Senator Olson, would you please speak to Amendment Number 12?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment number 12 is actually on page 128 of the new version that we're dealing with, and with your permission, I'll have David Gray come on up and present the details for it, since there is a major increase of $800,000 into the budget.
Mr. Gray, please come up to the hot seat and help explain the...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Dave Gray, aide to Senator Olson. The NPRA grants have a process where impacted villages and communities on the North Slope can apply for these impact funds, federal impact funds that come to the state, and there's a whole process of grading these applications. The Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development then forward to the legislature their grading of these projects. Some make it, some don't make it, and they fall under their grading system. It's up to the legislature to then approve projects that are deemed acceptable. There's one little feature of it, is that any of those North Slope communities can appeal if their project does not receive a sufficient grade. And this is an example of an appeal that a project upon appeal was found deserving and was forwarded to the Finance Committee to be included as an NPRA grantee.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. I'll go ahead and...
Mr. Chairman, I'll just make one comment. I've got a letter here from Commissioner Noddy, or Commissioner Designee Noddy, in favor of this. And so with that, I ask for your support.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Olson. Go ahead and remove my objection. Any further objection to Amendment Number 12? Seeing none, Amendment Number 12 is adopted. That concludes our amendments. I would like to thank all the committee members for working through the process of the capital budget. It's quite a task when we try to allocate capital and rank projects and work with the administration and move the state forward so we can create more jobs and better schools, and the next generation hopefully will live better than the current generation. With that, I also like to thank the finance staff and legislative finance and the finance assistants over here, keeping the orderly flow of the meetings. With that, Senator Hoffman, can I have a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we pass out CS for Senate Bill Number 53, Finance Version O, by Kane, dated 5607, with individual recommendations.
Wait, Senator Hoffman, we can just take a brief,
as amended.
Yeah, just a brief at ease. Senator Hoffman, could you please?
And in that motion, we would allow the legislative finance and legal to make any necessary technical and conforming amendments to the legislation.
Okay. We have a motion. We have an objection, Senator Dyson.
Well,
or at least object, and then you can speak to your.
Yeah, issue. Thank you. Just having received the new CS, I haven't gone through it, but listening to the words of your vice chair, if we agree that if anything inadvertently got dropped between the version we'd seen before and this one, that it would get picked up, you know, by Ledge Finance, so that any mistakes that I haven't had time to go through here and find, that they would be taken care of, and if they hadn't been, if we have that assumption, I'm fine with it going forward.
There's, Ms. Senator Dyson, there's no deletions, or we've added a few things that Mr. Fisher came forward and went over, but there's no project deletions.
No, and I'm not inferring anything did, if it was just something inadvertent.
Right.
Okay.
We would fix it.
All right. I'm good. Thank you.
We have nothing to hide here. I'll go ahead and remove my objection. So we have a motion on the table to move the bill. Does that, Senator Hoffman, take care of both those items there?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion to move the bill from committee, as reflected in the motion, with Ledge Finance making any technical corrections and adjustments. Any objection? Hearing, seeing no objections, we'll go ahead and move Senate Bill 53 from committee. We will be posting the schedule for tomorrow fairly soon. things are getting a little, as you know, as we approach the end of the session, things get a little action-packed, so we'll try to get the posting up as soon as we can. Meeting adjourned.